the supplication on Fridays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, the first before the bringing forth and the giving of life, and the last after the annihilation of all things. The All-Knowing who forgets not him who remembers him, and decreases not him who thanks him, and disappoints not him who supplicates him, and cuts not off the hope of him who hopes in him. O Allah, I call thee to witness, and thou art sufficient witness, and I call to witness all thy angels, and the inhabitants of thy heavens, and the bearers of thy throne, and thy prophets and thy messengers whom thou hast sent out, and the various kinds of creatures thou hast brought forth, that I bear witness that thou art Allah. There is no God but thou, thou alone, who hast no associate nor any equal, and thy word has no failing nor any change. And that Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, is thy servant and thy messenger. He delivered to the servants that with which thou charged him, and he struggled for Allah as is his due. And he gave the good news of the truth of reward, and he warned of the veracity of punishment. O Allah, make me firm in thy religion as long as thou keepst me alive. And make not my heart to swerve after thou hast guided me, and give me mercy from thee. Surely thou art the giver. Bless Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, and make me one of his followers and his partisans. And muster me in his band, and give me the success of accomplishing the obligatory observance of Friday, and performing the acts of obedience which thou hast made incumbent upon me within it, and receiving the bestowal which thou hast apportioned for its people on the day of recompense. Thou, only thou, art the mighty ones.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah. Salamun alaikum. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio on a special occasion. Today is the demise anniversary of Lady Khadija, the great wife of the Prophet of Allah, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. Please accept our condolences on this day and be with us with today's special.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwwah ya ahla bayt al-nubuwwah ya ahla bayt al-nubuwwah.
On Thursday, 10th of Ramadan, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 2nd of Farvardin, 1403, of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 21st of March, 2024, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Today is the demise anniversary of Lady Khadija, first woman of Islam.
أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم منك العطاء يا الله أنت العظيم يا الله فيك الرجاء يا الله أنت الحليم
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال.
Remarkable women have done remarkable things in every part of the world in every time in history. Most of their accomplishments were not recorded in history books, while just as brilliant, creative, and courageous as men. Women in many societies have been valued less, and often their contributions discounted, not recorded at all, or attributed to men. Notable expectations were women so extraordinary their worth could not be ignored or minimized. One such woman, revered by billions, is Khadija bint al-Khuwailid. Khadija is recognized as a great woman. Muhammad revered Khadija's memory the rest of his life and consistently held her up to both men and women as a model of intelligence, virtue, courage, and devotion to family and to Allah. During the 25 years of their marriage, Muhammad remained married only to Khadija. Today is the demise anniversary of Khadija, the wife of the last Prophet of Allah. We offer our condolences on this day to all Muslims all around the world.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
We are in the month of Ramadan, the 10th day, so this is our dua.
اللهم اجعلني فيه من المتوكلين علي وَجَعَلْنِي فِيهِمْ مِنَ الْفَائِزِينَ لَدَيْكَ وَجَعَلْنِي فِيهِمْ مِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ إِلَيْكَ بإحسانك يا غاية الطالبين.
O Allah, on this day, make me among those who rely on you, from those you consider successful, and place me among those who are near to you by your favor, O goal of the seekers.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about the demise of Lady Khadija, peace be upon her, the wife of the Holy Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who passed away on the 10th of the holy month of Ramadan. The 10th day of the blessed month of Ramadan is the anniversary of the demise of Lady Khadija sallallahu alaiha, the esteemed wife of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the mother of Lady Fatima al-Zahra sallallahu alaiha. Her role in shaping the Islamic movement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Mecca. Her special personality, her virtues, and her exalted status with the Holy Prophet ﷺ make it imperative for all Muslim men and women to learn about her and draw inspiration from the life and conduct of that great lady. Khadija ﷺ was born to her father Khuwailid bin Asad from the Quraysh tribe, and her mother Fatima bin Zaida. In historical sources, is referred to by honorable titles such as Zakiya, Mardiya, Siddiqa, that is, the virtuous, the pleasing, the truthful. Sayyidat Nisa al-Quraysh, the lady of the women of Quraysh, and so on and so forth. Historical sources do not provide much information about Lady Khadija's personality before Islam. However, they almost unanimously agree that she was a woman of good reputation, noble lineage, and wealth. She engaged in trade with her wealth and employed people for business transactions. The era of Khadija's birth, growth, and social maturity was a time when girls were buried alive and deprived of all family and social privileges. The fact that Lady Khadija Salamullah Alayha engaged in economic activities and achieved a well-established position in this field during such a period reflects her intelligence and wisdom. At the same time, despite living in affluent and generous conditions and enjoying family prestige, she never fell into heedlessness.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah.
Be with IRIB English Radio, today's special.
Every day for 15 minutes.
Hazrat Khadija's demise. The last Prophet of Allah remembered Lady Khadija with love, affection, and gratitude forever. Her death filled his heart with deep pain and sorrow. Lady Khadija perished on the 10th of Ramadan of the 10th year after Hijrah in 619 and was laid to rest in Holy Mecca. The Messenger of Allah himself descended into her grave to lay in it for a few moments. He smoothed the earth on her grave after the burial. Hazrat Muhammad had to sustain another great shock in the death of his uncle and guardian and the bulwark of Islam, Hazrat Abu Talib's passing away 1 month after Lady Khadija's. He was overwhelmed with sorrow and grief with the expiry and two supporters and called the year of their death Amul Huzn, the year of sorrow. Dear brothers and sisters, today is the demise anniversary of Lady Khadija. We express our condolences to all of you, to all of our dear brothers and sisters in faith. And you are with today's special and knowing more about the mother of believers. Before Islam, Khadija was the princess of Mecca. When the son of Islam rose, Allah was pleased to make her the princess of Islam also. Allah was also pleased to make her the mother of believers, as he says in his book. Chapter 33, verse 6. The Prophet is closer to the believers than their own selves, and his wives are their mothers. This surah, chapter 33, establishes the dignity and position of the Holy Prophet's wives, who had a special mission and responsibility as mothers of the believers. They were not to be like ordinary women. They had to instruct women in spiritual matters, visit and minister to those who were ill or in distress, and do other kindly offices in aid of the Prophet's mission. The title of the Mother of the Believers appears to have been specifically designed for Khadija. Without Khadija, this title becomes meaningless. She and she alone gave the sacred love which a mother alone can give to the believers. A mother may be hungry, but if her children are hungry, she will feed them first. In fact, if necessary, in an exigency, she will feed her children her own share of food and will gladly go hungry. This has happened on countless occasions in history, especially during wars and famines.
Although before marrying the Holy Prophet ﷺ, she managed the affairs of dozens of men in her economic organization, as a wealthy merchant, she interacted with those men only as much as was necessary. Even in her other social activities, she always followed this modest conduct, earning her the title of Tahira, the pure, during the era of ignorance. I just here want to have a look at the refer to the exalted status of Lady Khadija sallallahu alayha in the eyes of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The necessity of studying the life of Lady Khadija sallallahu alayha becomes apparent when we realize that some have forgotten her outstanding services. However, in the progress of Islam, great and influential women like Khadija played a role and made the greatest sacrifices for the establishment and promotion of Islam in the implementation of justice and equity. With firm faith and elevated thinking, she wholeheartedly supported her man in this path. Perhaps this is why the Holy Prophet ﷺ often explained her exalted status through this through his words and actions, expressing respect for her personality. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, Khadija was one of the most beautiful women in appearance, one of the most perfect women in wisdom, and one of the most knowledgeable women in understanding. She was the most chaste, the most devout, and the most modest, and the most dignified, and the most suitable women. Thank you very much for staying tuned and listening to this show. Dear brothers and sisters, wassalamu alaikum.
As I told you, today is the demise anniversary of the wife of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny. We express our condolences to all of you, and we invite you to be with us in another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Please keep us in your dua, and we leave you in Allah's blessings. Have a nice time.
La ilaha illa Allah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami.
La ilaha illa Allah, Allahu Rabbi,
Muhammad Nabi, علي إمامي.
لا فتى إلا علي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي.
Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all power. IRIB English Radio.
Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more.
You're listening to Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Mu'min has a high grade, mu'min has a high level with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is very strange, it's very hard to believe how Allah loves mu'min, how Allah respects mu'min. If you fast, you're going to have a very big reward for it. If you pray, you will have a big reward for it. If you do Hajj, you're going to be paid by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highest rewards. If you, especially when you help mu'min, other mu'min, you're going to be paid by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very high rewards. But in this beautiful hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, where he says, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدْ بَيَّدَهِ لَخُلُوفُ فَمِ السَّائِمْ أَتْيَبُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ رَيْحِ الْمِسْكِ. This hadith is a very, very beautiful hadith. Not all your religious deeds, not all your sacrifices, not all your deeds, those are done through sincerity and love and surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not all those. In this beautiful hadith, Prophet Muhammad is saying, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدْ بَيَدَهِ means, I swear upon the one who has control on my life, even though your mouth smells, well, when people are fasting and you're hungry, sometimes your mouth smell is not good, your breath is not good, it doesn't smell good. But look at the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us, how He loves us. He says, Prophet Muhammad says, لَخُلُوفُ فَمِ السَّائِمِ أَتْيَبُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ رِيْحِ الْمِسْكِ. The person who is fasting, his breath smell to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is much, much better than smell of or the perfume of musk. Musk is one of the most beautiful perfume ever exists on this planet. I mean, this is the best perfume ever, natural perfume, which comes through the deer's belly button. Musk is a very beautiful perfume. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says, I love moments of a person who is fasting. His breath or his mouth smell to me is much, much better than perfume of musk. Well, nothing can beat the smell of musk, because musk is the source of all perfumes, and it has an extremely beautiful smell. But how Allah loves a sa'im, the person who is fasting. And Prophet Muhammad is not just mentioning it simply, that's how Allah is. No, he's saying, I swear upon God. I swear upon who controls my life. My life in His control. I swear upon Him. Means, I swear upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when Prophet Muhammad, if he says something without using the word of swear, it's simply accepted by Muslimin because it is said by Prophet Muhammad. But when Prophet Muhammad is using the swear word and he's saying Wallahi, Billahi, Tallahi, or Wallazi Nafsu Muhammad Bayadahi, that means there's a big point in it, there's a big message in it, and that big message is, don't care about anything else. If you fast, some people say, you know, fasting is tough because of fast, my smell is going to go bad. Don't worry. When you fast, whatever your mouth smell is, Allah will love it. He love it better than everything. Inshallah ta'ala, we are going to fast that type. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Ammar in the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
قد عودتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني
Let's recite the Quran
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters dear Muslims all over the world Ramadan Mubarak to all of you may Allah Almighty inshallah bless us in this holy month and may you inshallah include us in your du'as as well welcome to IRB English Radio let's recite the Quranic Kareem a series of Quranic sessions held by IRB English Radio in cooperations with Sevier International Schools Network I really welcome you all and I'm glad to let you know that we have brother Hussein Ruhullah Hassan Nasrullah Ali Nasir and Fawad Haider with us today in this session everyone salam alaikum Hussein salam how are you
alaikum assalam sir
are you good alhamdulillah how are you doing with ramadan
that's good sir
good alhamdulillah good. Ali Nasir
alhamdulillah sir great
good. good and Hassan
alhamdulillah sir
alhamdulillah mashallah and Fawad Inshallah, we will talk about Ayah 55 and Ayah 56, two verses from Surah Al-A'raf, and on what page? Could you help?
157.
157. So, brothers and sisters, if you have your Quran with you, turn to page 157. 157, Surah Al-A'raf, two verses, Ayah 55 and Ayah 56. So, we have a beautiful recitation of these two verses. Let's listen to it.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ud'u Rabbakum tadarru'an wa khufyah. Innahu la yuhibbul mu'tadin. ولا تفسدوا في الأرض بعد إصلاحها وادعوه خوفا وطمعا إن رحمة الله قريب من المحسنين
That was a nice recitation, wasn't it?
Yes, it was nice.
Hope you have enjoyed it. So, now we will practice the tajweed rules and also will explain what Allah Almighty says in this ayah. It's very important to understand what we read. Yep.
Yes.
So, Allah Almighty says in ayah 55, both verses talk about dua, how to pray, okay? How to pray and the importance of prayer. Look. In the first ayah, Allah Almighty says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ادعوا ربكم تضرعا وخفيا Supplicate your Lord. It means talk to your Lord. Make dua. تضرع. It means ask Allah Almighty besiegingly and secretly. So Allah Almighty says, whenever you want to talk to your Lord, whenever you want to make dua, when you want to have munajat with your Lord, try to do it secretly. It's better for you. ادعوا ربكم تضرعا وخفية إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُعْتَدِينَ. Indeed, he does not like the transgressors. Transgressors, okay? Those who, for example, Allah Almighty might mean this, but you have to look at the Tafasir book as well, okay? Maybe Allah Almighty wants to say that you don't have to be such kind of people who shout at Allah, "Oh Allah, give me this! Why don't you give me this? Why don't you accept my prayers?" Why? Allah Almighty does not say that this is completely unacceptable. Don't never do this. No, sometimes maybe a person is so in a difficult time, he wants to shout. He wants to talk to his Lord that way. But because of respect, politeness, better to talk to him slowly, quietly. Yes?
Yes.
Ask him respectfully. Yes. All right. That's it. وَلَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بَعْدَ إِصْلَاحِهَا. And do not cause corruption on the earth after its restoration. وَدْعُوا خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. And supplicate him with fear and hope. إِنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Indeed, Allah's mercy is close to the virtuous people. Look, sometimes we might see that, oh, our country is safe. Alhamdulillah, we got security. We got everything. We're being blessed. So we don't need to supplicate our Lord anymore. No. Allah Almighty says, when you got a peaceful life, okay, a very calm life, secure life, doesn't mean that you should stop. Allah says, udu'u khawfa wa tama'a. Still have fear, still have hope. You should do it, okay? So, inshallah, refer to the Tafasir books to learn more about these two beautiful verses. Now, time for Hussein to recite these two verses, and we will help you guys, your new dear listeners, with the Tajweed rules.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ادعوا ربكم تضرعا وخفية إنه لا يحب المعتدين ولا تفسدوا في الأرض بعد إصلاحها وادعوه خوفا وطمعا
أحسنت
إن رحمة الله قريب من المحسنين
ما شاء الله. Allah bless you inshallah in this holy month. May Allah shower His blessings upon you, brother.
Inshallah.
That was good. Upon everyone listening to his recitation. Upon Fawad, Hassan, and also
especially Fawad.
Nasser. Yeah, yeah. All our brothers as well and sisters all over the world listening to Arabic English Radio right now. So, Udu'u, I'm questioning you guys. Why Hussein recited it like Udu'u? Hamzatul Wasl in the beginning doesn't have any sign, doesn't have Fatha, Kasra, Dhamma. Hussein picked Dhamma and he recited Udu'u. Who
yes.
can answer this?
Yes, sir. Ask
yes,
Hussein.
Sir. Ask himself?
Yeah.
Oh, Hussein, why did you do that?
Because the third letter had Dhamma.
A dhamma. All right. So,
what is the third letter?
What is the third letter?
Ayn.
Ayn.
Oh, good.
Ayn is the third letter. So, Hamzatul Wasl, Dal, and Ayn. So, Ayn is the third here. So, the rule says, Fawad, what?
We should see the third letter.
Okay.
If it's a dhamma, we'll okay. assign the Hamzatul Wasl with dhamma.
If the third letter in the verbs the word. In Arabic, yeah. verbs in Arabic, if the third letter has a
dhamma. We'll assign Hamzatul Wasl with dhamma.
Oh, Hamzatul Wasl is assigned with dhamma.
But.
Udu'u, the same as this word.
Yes.
In case we have, so we have three harakat.
Yeah. yeah.
Dhamma, fatha, kasra.
Kasra.
What about fatha and kasra?
But when we have fatha or kasra, we will assign the Hamzatul Wasl with kasra.
With kasra. Both of them? Fatha and kasra?
Yes.
Good job.
How many
so that's the rule.
How many exception?
Good job. If you have the dhamma on the third letter, assign Hamzatul Wasl with?
A dhamma.
A dhamma. Udu'u. U'umur. Alright? Unsur. If you have a fatha or kasra with the third letter, assign Hamzatul Wasl with kasra for both of them, for kasra and fatha, like irja', irji'i,
yes.
or for example, you have isbir, i'lam, these words. Ihdina, for example, ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Ihdi. Good job. Nice answer.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
تضرعاً وخفية. What about that? تضرعاً وخفية. Yes, you have to
merge
the sound. What rule is that?
إدغام.
The rule إدغام. Refer to the Tajweed rules in case you don't know. We merge them. تضرعاً وخفية. حسن, we got a جيم here. Also in the next eye, we got a جيم. What does the جيم say? What does it indicate?
It said that you're allowed to stop.
All right. It gives us a permission to stop here. Good job. Innahu. Make sure you have a wow, a baby wow, a tiny wow. Right after the ha. You?
Stretch it.
Innahu la yuhibbul mu'tadin. La yuhibbul, if you say, God forbid, if you forget the alif.
Yeah, it for means, sure.
For sure,
it
Allah
changes the meaning.
Loves the transgressors. So, that changes. Make sure you pronounce the alif with lam. لا يحب المعتدين ولا تفسدوا في الأرض بعد إصلاحها ودعوه
قلقلة.
Explain it.
Yeah, the five letters.
All right.
When they are ساكن.
Whenever they are sucking these five letters,
yeah, assigned with sukoon, right, we will produce a echoing sound or bouncing sound.
All right. What are those letters? Fawad, tell us, what are those letters?
They in total mean قطب جد.
قطب جد.
So individually, قاف, طا, با, جيم, and دا.
Thank you so much. Good. ودعوه خوفا. The same as the upper one. تضرعا. وطمعا. طمع in case you stop here. So this is called مدل
عارض.
No. مدل عوض.
عوض.
عوض. Yes. Intentional mistake.
Nice one. No problem. If that was intentional, still إن رحمة الله قريب من المحسن. So إن رحمة الله قريب. You merge, you join it with ميم. قريب من المحسنين. That's all. So these are the important tajweed rules that you need to pay attention. I will recite these two ayatain. Make sure you listen and repeat after me. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, time to practice the recitation. Ready, everyone?
Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ادعوا ربكم تضرعا وخفية.
ادعوا ربكم تضرعا وخفية.
إنه لا يحب المعتدين.
إنه لا يحب المعتدين.
ولا تفسدوا في الأرض بعد إصلاحها وادعوه خوفا وطمعا.
ولا تفسدوا في الأرض بعد إصلاحها وادعوه خوفا وطمعا.
Inna rahmatallahi qareebun minal muhsinin.
Inna rahmatallahi qareebun minal muhsinin.
Sadaqallahul aliyyul azim.
Sadaqallahul aliyyul azim.
Thank you so much. That's all from us for today, brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Thanks for being with us. See you in the next session. Thanks, Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir, for being with us in this session. Stay with us, brothers and sisters, dear listeners. See you in the next session. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalat wassalam ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, assalamu alaikum. We send our peace and salutations to the last messenger of Allah and his pure progeny. We have been going through the moments, the golden moments of the month of Ramadan, and I hope that inshallah you include all of us in your prayers and you remember all the Muslimin from all around the globe, inshallah, during the beautiful moments of this month. We have been talking about the 12th dua of Sahifa Sajjadiyah, the legacy of Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam, which is titled Fil I'tiraf wa Talab at-Tawbati ila Allah Ta'ala. This dua in its entirety is very much recommended to be recited in this month of Ramadan. So this is a good opportunity for me to suggest that if you have time during the month of Ramadan and if you find that solitude for making supplication, this dua is a good preparation tool for the Layal al-Qadr, for the important nights of this month that are to come. We got to the part that Imam was describing the situation of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. We got to the part that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam was describing the situation of an abd, of a servant that is standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make dua. And then that list that we mentioned in our previous session, and here Imam says, وَقَدْ تَعْتَى لَكَ فَعَنْهَنَا. In the portion or in the phrase prior to this, Imam says, ثُمَّ دَعَاكَ بِسَوْتٍ هَائِلٍ خَفِي. Then he supplicates you with a feeble, quiet voice, showing humbleness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, showing that modesty and recognition of the status of his Lord. And ثُمَّ وَقَدْ تَعْطَى لَكَ فَأَنْحَنَى. He is bowed before thee, bent, like the position of ruku' that you have, or the sajda. وَنَكَّسَ رَأْسَهُ فَأَنْثَنَى. And then his head lowered, thrown down. وَقَدْ أَرَأَشَتْ خَشْيَتَهُ رَجْلَيْهِ. His legs are shaking in fear. وَقَرَّقَتْ دُمُوءُهُ خَدَّيْهِ. This is description of this servant, that his tears are flooding his cheeks. Let's take a break and come back.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifat As-Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana, Rabbana.
All right, respected listeners to IRIB English Radio, and with all these conditions that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is describing very beautifully and very precisely, that can draw a very perfect image in our mind of a man supplicating in a very lovely manner to his creator. وَقَرَّقَدْ دُمُوعُهُ خَدَّيْهِ. His tears are flooding his cheeks. And then يَدْعُوكَ. And then he supplicates you. بِيَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّحَمِينَ. O the most merciful. O the most merciful. يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّحَمِينَ. O the most merciful of the merciful. يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّحَمِينَ. To understand who is Allah, we need to go through every single steps. And this is so important. What is the significance of sajda? What is the significance of ruku' in our prayers? What is the significance of being in that position? It is nothing but expressing humble submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, oh Allah, we are under the absolute control of you. And we recognize that we are fully submitted to you. Because if we are not fully submitted to you, we'll be submitted to someone else, to somewhere else, to some other attachments, to something else. Being in ruku, bowing down, and going to the position of prostration, sajda, that means what? That means I recognize you to have the absolute authority over me, and I submit myself to you. Look at the Holy Quran, verse number 109 of the 17th surah, Surah Al-Isra. A'udhu billah min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. وَيَخِرُّونَ لِلْأَذْقَانِ يَبْكُونَ وَيَزِيدُهُمْ خُشُوعًا. Let's take a break and come back to see the translation of this beautiful verse.
You're listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
All right, we are together with the last portion of our session of the program Bridge. We were talking about the verse 109 of Surah Isra, that the Quran says, and they fall upon their faces weeping. وَيَخِرُّونَ لِلْأَذْقَانِ يَبْكُونَ وَيَزِيدُهُمْ خُشُوعًا. And the Quran increases them in humble submission. Khushu is very important. It's very important. In a very beautiful hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, khushu aw khashya, that humble submission is that only way of reaching the state of certainty and yaqeen. Imam says, fala yuqbalu illa al-iman. There is no acceptance except by faith. وَلَا إِيمَانَ إِلَّا بِعَمَلٍ. And there is no faith except by action. وَلَا أَمَلَ إِلَّا بِيَقِينٍ. There is no action, or no action is accepted إِلَّا بِيَقِينٍ, except with certainty, except with that strong belief. وَلَا يَقِينَ إِلَّا بِخُشُوعٍ. And there is no certainty, there is no yaqeen, except with خُشُوع. And then in the hadith of Mi'raj, to conclude our portion tonight, says, Ya Ahmad, ma arafani abdun wa khashali illa khashalahu kullu shay. O Prophet, there will be no servant who knows me and who becomes humble for me or in front of me, except that I made everything to be humble for him and under his control. May Allah grant us the chance to be humble and to experience that beautiful state, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mahdi in the program Bridge on RIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را. هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را.
یا سجاد
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say La ilaha illallah. Never forget to say La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
Sheikh Baqir Sharif Al-Qarashi decides to compile.
So we can consider Sayyid Hadi Khosrow Shahi.
Shahid Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr. He was born in Qadhimiyya.
The first and the most important thing that we can learn from Allama Tabatabai is his great effort.
In this regard, I should like to say that one of the great benefits of the late Ayatollah Sayyid Mahmud Shahrudin was.
When we say Divan of Hafiz is a book of Irfan.
Mawlavi claims that this Masnavi Ma'navi is the interpretation of the Quran.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in the teacher.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We're welcome to another episode of the program The Teacher.
an introduction into the religious and scholarly life of the most outstanding Muslim Shiite dignitaries, ulama and scholars all across the world of Islam during the history of Islam. For today's discussion, I have two very special guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Rouhani and Sheikh Fadai. Sheikh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And Sheikh Fadai, assalamu alaikum to you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
All right, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the biography and the scholarly religious life of one of the outstanding scholars and the Shiite scholars from the region Lucknow in India. That is Ibrahim Lucknowi, or Ibrahim from Lucknow, the faqih and the mufassir of the Shiite of the 13th century Hijra in India. Sheikh Rouhani, brother, let's start with you. Some of our dear listeners are interested in knowing more about the biography of this man and how he was grown up in a Shiite community, especially in India. Let's be concerned with it, brother.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ibrahim al-Lucknowi was among the great jurists and exegetes, the Shiite exegetes and jurists of the 13th century, according to the Qamari calendar, who was from India. And of course, he had the permission of narrating the riwayat of Ahlul Bayt from Mirzai Shirazi and Sahib Jawahir Habibullah Rashti and many other scholars.
Yes.
That's why he was very much dignified and respected in the presence of the Shiite ruler of Lucknow, as it is said about him that even Nasiruddin Shah Qajar, the king of Persia, respected him a lot and gave him specific titles.
Sheikh Rouhani, thank you very much. And Sheikh Fadai, originally he is from India. Nowadays, also Lucknow and Hyderabad in India are the centers for the Shiite communities over there, and the Shia population live over there, that we could see the spread of Shia Islam all across the world, especially in the Indian subcontinent. So let's be a little bit concerned about the life of Ibrahim Lucknowi, his trips to Iran and different places of the Persian lands and his compilations.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ibrahim Lucknowi, as you mentioned, he had some trip to Iraq and Iran. And in Iran, he went to Mashhad and he went to Ray and was welcomed by the Iranian scholars.
Yes.
And even by Iraqi scholars because of his scholarly life. And I want to mention a point about his life that when we see the life of scholars like Ibrahim Lucknowi and the achievement that they had in their country like India, we can understand that the progress of religion of Islam is the result of works of some scholars like him.
Very good.
Usually we hear that Islam was spread by wars.
Mm-hmm.
For example, some wars with Iran, I don't know, with other countries.
Yes.
After the Bi'sa of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, usually the enemy of Islam, they want to spread this problem that Islam is spread only by war and violence.
Okay.
So we have this question: what kind of war Muslims had with Indian people?
Mm-hmm.
Did the army of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to India at that time, mm-hmm. or even in the time of the caliphs?
Very good.
Of course not. There were a long distance between Hijaz and India. So how is it possible that we had this kind of scholars
yes.
in India? So Islam is a theology. Islam is a way of thinking, a school of thought. And thinking cannot be spread by war and cannot be stopped
yes.
by war. So